You're listening to the Extended Morning Show, KEXE, KBXE. We're taking your phone calls, 800-662-5799. Joining us now to tell us how the COVID-19 has been treating him so far, Aaron Jordan Peterson. Aaron, you work in an area restaurant. Yesterday was probably a pretty hard day for you.
Oh, it was actually. With the full effect of having to close down and, they're still open for to-go orders. But I'm not there, and it was really weird to be home and literally just be home.
Yeah, so if we don't work in restaurants, we hear they're still doing takeout, but that doesn't mean all the employees are staying in restaurants.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Yeah, at this point, it's pretty much just the general manager and the kitchen manager that stayed.
Okay. So, how was yesterday? What'd you do? What are you thinking as you go ahead here?
Well, I've been kind of lucky in the fact that I am packing to move. I'm moving from one place to another, so I've kept that part pretty busy since I needed to actually take the time and actually sit down to do it. I suppose I was kind of forced to do it by a really strange situation.
Yeah.
So I've been keeping myself busy for the most part, but I've also, because I'm not really good at sitting still, I've also kind of thrown it out there that if anyone needs me to run any errands for them, I'm totally down for that. I love just going out and about.
Well, and you can get connected to Aaron if you do need help in the Grand Rapids area. He's willing to help out in this time. We talked earlier, about an hour ago, about how employees can sign up for unemployment insurance. You know, the governor had his executive order this week to try to help out folks like you, Aaron. How's that going for you?
Well, that was one thing that our employer made sure that we all did the other day was get on there. Apply for it. We had to make sure that we specified everything. It's really simple, actually, when you go on to do it, and you just make sure to follow the steps that have you pick the COVID-19 that you're out of work result of that. So I've already taken care of that. Now I'm just waiting to see how that goes. But I know it's been made easier and that we don't have to wait the week anymore.
So I want to talk about, so you also have just recently begun a podcast. I don't know where you'll be going with that, but I wonder if you want to talk about that. And then I want to get some movie recommendations from you or binge watching.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Okay, so I did start a podcast. I've actually taken this time a lot lately because I use a platform that allows me to remotely have people conference call in with me to be guests, and we can literally be social distancing while we record this podcast. And so the last few nights we've kind of started the segment of the Panic Diaries. It's on my podcast called To Be Fair, which is available on Spotify. So we're in the Panic Diaries. Every night we get on the recording session and we talk about something related to how we're feeling right now, and we kind of share some memories and some fun and some positive on there as well, just to keep a nice, entertaining but realistic show going.
And what's the name again? You can find it on Spotify.
The actual podcast is titled To Be Fair.
Okay.
Starring Aaron Jordan Peterson.
Okay, great. Now, what does Aaron Jordan Peterson recommend that will take our mind off of things to watch?
Well, with all of our platforms out there now, Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and Vudu, I've just been mostly trying to find the time to catch up with just movies that I haven't watched in a while because I've been working and podcasting and running a theater company. So I actually watched last night the new Charlie's Angels with Kristen Stewart in it and Elizabeth Banks. And I know it got a bad rep in the movie theater and the box office, but I think it's pretty well done, actually. And it made the angels age well to where we are now.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good recommendation. And yep. I know you like 80s movies, right?
Oh, my gosh, do I ever. But I like 80s movies that not many other people watch. So, I would take this moment to probably watch Masters of the Universe with Dolph Lundgren, you know, and Howard the Duck, you know. I would. But of course, I'll always go for, you know, the Brat Pack ones, too.
Yeah,
anything John Hughes does from those days on is pretty much gold.
So how are you, we've talked to you on the air before, whether it is a Grand Rapids Players production or the improv group that you're involved in. How are you guys going forward with things? Are you finding ways to connect online?
Well, it is. It's actually funny you mentioned that, because Jesse and I have been working out a plan, because many of our members are finding our opportunity with social media to be very important, that we have an opportunity to continue to entertain or inspire or just be positive out there with our group. So we're trying to figure out a way that we can do some improv stuff online so that people can watch it, like Facebook Live or YouTube Live. We're still working on that. But we haven't canceled any future performance yet, because our next one isn't until the end of April. So we're kind of crossing our fingers and staying positive on this, so that we get to celebrate our one-year anniversary of performing improv at Clockout.
Well, let's hope so. But thank you for keeping us upbeat today and telling about your situation, and we hope to check in with you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Heidi.
Thanks, Aaron. That's Aaron Jordan Peterson telling us about how he applied for unemployment insurance. He worked for a local restaurant, how he's keeping going during these times. Thanks for keeping connected to Northern Community Radio and Dolly Parton.